The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. I know what you're thinking. all those announcements, he couldn't have said something about the long gospel, right? We're kind of standing there like, okay. It's a beautiful passage. It's a beautiful, beautiful passage. Why? Because at the end of it all, this is God drawing close to his people. This is God, the God of the universe, drawing close to one person. Can you imagine that encounter? We can because we have all those words in front of us to tell us about that encounter, but can you imagine what that woman is experiencing in encountering Jesus, in encountering the God of the universe, made man for her sake, right in front of her? If we haven't had an experience like that, we may want to draw close to God in prayer, because that's what prayer is. That's what prayer is. And look, this woman had great needs. It should be clear that this woman had great needs. She's at the well at noon. She's a woman of ill repute. She didn't want to see the crowds, and they didn't want to see her. She's tried 5 times to get the right match, right? 5 husbands. For those of you who've had one, right, you know that the next one and the next one and the next one, right? There's a point at which you give up, but she's thirsting. She's thirsting. And not just for that water that she draws from the well. She's thirsting for that living spring that is God, that is Jesus himself. We're all thirsting. We're all thirsting in some way. And we're all thirsting in the same way. We're all thirsting for God. And Jesus is there to fill our hearts with living water. Fill our hearts with living water to overflowing, right? That we might spill out also into the lives of others. I just want to say one thing. It's dangerous for me to say that. I'm going to try to say one thing. Jesus here strikes the rock, right? Just as Moses struck the rock in Horeb, Jesus is striking the rock of this woman's heart. Jesus wants to strike the rock of our hearts. And he does that when we pray. He does it when we come to Mass. And we kind of make the space for him. She goes to him. She doesn't know, but the woman goes to him. We come. We go to him. But it's all his business from that point. He does whatever he wills because he knows best. And the Mass builds right in crescendo as we have our own dialogue with God, as we bring before him whatever's in our hearts, whatever our thirst is, we expose to him. And then what does he do? He strikes the rock, right? And it's our offering ourselves through him and with him, and we're offering ourselves to God the Father. But when we receive communion, that well is gushes forth, right? We're filled at that point. Living water wells up in us at that point, that then we can go and reach out to others. And look, that's what happens with the woman. Where were the untold story is that the disciples were in the Samaritan town. When they came back, did they bring anyone with them? I mean, those were the good folks, right? Those were Jesus' best friends. And they went to town for food, and they didn't bring back one person. And the woman of ill repute, the woman who everybody cast off as nothing, the woman who had no merits to claim anything that God was giving her, went into town with the well of living water set free within her, and she brings the whole town with her. That's what Jesus wants to do with us. It doesn't matter who we are, where we've been, and all the rest. It doesn't matter. What matters is now. Turn our lives over to God. Jesus is going to fill us with his love to overflowing, that we might bring that love to a world that so desperately needs it.